This is interesting, this story. Released prisoners are struggling to open bank accounts, and during lockdown, things got so bad, some were being released with a $350 preloaded Westpac debit card instead. This reported by Rob Stock in Stuff. Now, a bank account is, of course, essential for people trying to reintegrate into society. But according to Rachel Ngātai, banks from Prisoner Release Support Services, PARS, people's bank accounts are routinely shut when they went into prison. Someone who knows about the issue is Mike Williams, who is the chief executive of the Howard Lead for Penal Reform. Mike, kia ora.
Kia ora.
And you say this has been a persistent issue for many years. As Rachel says, quite the impediment to getting back to life.
Yeah, you've got to realise when you get out of jail in New Zealand, the one thing we do very badly is look after prisoners after they get out, which is one of the reasons why we've got one of the highest incarceration rates in the world. And part of the problem is a lack of ID. The banks normally would demand either a driver's licence or a passport. Mm. Now, fewer than 10% of prisoners have driver's licences. That's the reason why a lot of them are in jail, and almost none have passports. What they can do, and what I think Westpac is doing, and I would say I'm really delighted to hear this, is using the documentation, which is called Steps to Freedom, to identify the prisoner to open up the account. So this is really wonderful news. And it's a step in the right direction.
Okay, so you really applaud this. This is Westpac actually giving people a chance to actually get an account open and not going through all the sort of process of proving your identity, driver's license, utility bills. What do you think?
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I'm amazed that it's taken this long. I mean, surely part of the role of corrections is to prepare people for what happens next. And, it can't be that difficult to establish somebody's identity. I mean, presumably we know who we've incarcerated. So, one step further to confirm that and give them a bank account is great.
Mark, do you have a question for Mike?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, what really stuns me when you think about it, and the problem is no one has any sympathy for prisoners, do they? I mean, it's hard to get sort of support. But it's so important. If we don't want them going back to prison or don't want them causing more crime, we have to deal with it. But to end up, you come out of prison and you've got $350 to your name and you've somehow got to set up a life and survive on that.
Yeah, that's...
How on earth does that happen?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, we've done it. What I would say is that let's give the new CEO of Corrections, Jeremy, put a big pat on the back, because when I got involved with the Howard League with Tony Gibbs, now sadly deceased, in 2010, I think it was, we went round four banks and Kiwi Bank and could not get anywhere. But it looks as though there's been an initiative from Corrections and Westpac, and this is definitely a step in the right direction.
All right, Susan, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I heard a really interesting quote the other day that going to prison is the punishment. You don't need to punish them further whilst they're at prison or upon release. And I think that's actually a really good way to look at it, that losing your freedom is the punishment, but continuing to put them in a disadvantaged position where they can't make a life for themselves after that is actually counterproductive and will end up costing everybody more. So socially and financially.
Okay. Mike, you'd agree with that, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Look, that business about the imprisonment is the punish is an article of faith in Finland. Now, if you compare incarceration rates, New Zealand has an incarceration rate of 200 per 100,000 of population. Finland has an incarceration rate of 53. So almost a quarter of what?
Right.
Are they not very good at catching them?
No, they're very good at catching them, but they, you know, their prisons look like motels with barbed wire around them. They do a hell of a lot of education in jail, and it's almost impossible to leave a jail in Finland or indeed in Germany without going to a job. And that's why they've got such a low rate of reoffending.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Very good. Mike, thank you again for being with us. Mike Williams there, the chief executive of the Howard League for Penal Reform.